Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Burt Show.
Morally gray week on The Burt Show, right? Mm-hmm. Today we focus on parents.
Yeah, today is Morally Gray Thursday, and we are asking kids. Sorry, I just spit my apple out. We are asking kids, but like adult kids, okay? So like there is something you've been hiding from your parents. They do not know a little tidbit of information about you, but you're willing to share it to us for $100.
Candace, good morning. We are willing to pay you $100. It is Morally Gray Thursday. What, as an adult, have you been hiding from your parents?
I have been married. I was married for 13 years, got a divorce. Now I'm remarried and pregnant, and my parents don't know.
What? How far along are you?
5 months.
Okay, let's clarify. Are you estranged from your parents? Is that why they don't know?
So I just kind of thought this was funny, and it's probably a really, really bad funny, but both my parents died when I was young.
Oh, your parents are dead, Candace.
Get out of here.
What a bait and switch story.
Give her $100 for creativity.
No, I'm taking $100 away from your bank account.
I'm pregnant. I need it.
Dude, Candace, as a fellow member of the DPC, the Dead Parent Club, I got to give you props for that one. That was pretty funny.
All right, you're pregnant. You need $100. Screw it. You can have it. Go ahead. Hold on.
You know, I got to applaud. You know, sometimes you need a dark sense of humor to get through them dark times, man.
Here is Jen, who wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning, Jen. What's the secret that you have kept from your parents?
Good morning. I got married and became a widow, and my parents still don't know.
Are your parents still alive?
Yes, they are.
Okay.
My
current husband also doesn't know.
Your current husband doesn't know you were previously married and that spouse is deceased?
Correct.
What's the big secret?
Yeah.
So I had a friend who was in town, lived in Atlanta, actually, and worked for a company locally. And he was from a different country, and he was looking to get his visa. And we got married so that he could get his visa, and then he was killed tragically in a car accident. And I became a widow, and then about 10 years later, I got married, and now, you know, I'm married now, I have kids, you know, all the things. But I have one friend who actually knows about all of that.
Dang.
Because she was present.
Okay, that's going to be worth $100 right there.
Because she was your witness.
Yep. All right, let's go with Alicia here. Good morning, Alicia. You are on The Burt Show.
Good morning.
All right, what's your big secret that you know?
When I was 12 years old, I was playing with matches upstairs in a room in my house, and I was just smelling the matches. I would light one, blow it out, light one, blow it out, light one, blow it out. And I lit one, and I was wearing a bathrobe, and it caught the handle of my bathrobe, and I went up in flames and had to stop, drop, and roll. It worked.
But my mom was downstairs and she heard the noise. She was like, oh my God, what happened? And of course, I couldn't tell what happened. So I told her I turned on the light switch and there was a spark thing. You know, I smelled smoke and I didn't know what happened. And my father ended up like checking all the wiring, going through this whole huge project, trying to figure out what was wrong with the light. But I set myself on fire.
To this day, they have no idea.
No idea.
Okay, hold on. We should add like another $100 if they would call them immediately and tell them everything that happened. This one's going to be the worst one, you guys. This is the worst. Because it has to do with food. Good morning, Lucy. You are on the Burt Show. You're on the Voice Disguiser.
Okay, when I was in high school, I never told my mom. I switched out her homemade cookies for her bake sale at my school with store-bought ones because hers tasted like drywall. And everybody raved about them, and she still brags about those cookies till this day, and that was like 15 years ago.
They were Publix cookies, weren't they?
Yes, they sure were.
So,
I didn't realize, but...
So she made cookies that were terrible, and then you are like, I am not bringing those to school, so you bought Publix cookies?
I was like, absolutely not, no. I was like, everyone knows that's my mom. I'm not going to have... known as the person whose mom can't bake cookies.
So for a baker and for a mother, this is the worst offense right
here. And here we are, Lucy, 15 years later, and your mother just thought, she to this day thinks she made the best cookies ever.
That she can't somehow remake,
God bless. God bless. Yeah, we got $100 for you. Hold on, okay? Good morning, Bert Show.
Hi. I hooked up with my mom's childhood best friend.
Say that one more time.
I hooked up with my mom's childhood best friend / next door neighbor.
Okay, Rocky, how old were you and how old was she? Please be over 18. Please be over 18.
Oh, yeah, way over 18. This happened within the last probably 3 years or so. I'm well over 18. We were friends on Facebook, and he would always send me like good morning messages and things like that and just ask me how my mom was. And one time I was visiting my hometown. And we went for drinks and just stuff. I hadn't seen him in a while. I knew exactly who he was growing up and all that. It just kind of happened.
That's how it happens.
Okay, total accident. Okay, it just kind of happened.
Do you ever see yourself telling your mom this, or are you going to take this to the grave?
Absolutely not. Because she would be upset, and it didn't help that my dad always kind of didn't like the guy either.
All right, double whammy. Here's $100, all right? Thank you for calling The Burt Show.
Thanks.
This is The Burt Show.
This Gen X versus Gen Z is just deflating for me. It's just deflating. I mean, every day I'm online, reading through pop culture, and not retaining it clearly.
Do you know what's deflating for me? Is that this game should be tied up. But you and I both screwed each other out of a point yesterday. It should be 21 all.
Yep.
But instead, it's us 19, them 21.
All right, so we're playing the 25. Is that what we decided the other day, or this could go on forever?
I heard 50.
Yeah, I bet you did.
25.
So Mikey gets paid for every time he's in here, so he wants us to play to 719. All right, let's do it.
Gen X, we're kicking it off with you guys. What is the name of the super popular toy that came out in 2016 that had eggs that hatched into creatures?
2016?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, back in the day, it was Tamagotchi, right?
Yeah. Well, you've got to answer questions.
Tamagotchi?
Did you say Tamaguchi?
Tamaguchi.
Tamaguchi?
Tamaguchi.
No, the Tamaguchis were the high designer ones.
You're thinking of Tamapuchi.
Could you imagine if Gucci came out with a Tamagotchi?
Tamaguchi.
And called him Tamagotchi.
Wait, that's going to be the new Labubu, and then people are going to be hanging their Tamaguchis on their Gucci bag.
Oh, my God.
Wait, yes. Did I just come up with a billion-dollar idea?
Brilliant.
2016. Kristen, come on.
You're answering questions that Gen Z would know. So this is in the height of when they were kids. What is the name of the super popular toy that came out in 2016 that had eggs that hatched into creatures? That was the angle of the toy.
Hatch-a-something.
Ooh.
It's a hatch-a-something. I remember hatch-a.
Gotta hatch-a-mall.
Pokemon.
Go with a Hatchimal.
Hatchimal?
Yeah.
Hatchimal?
Yeah.
Hatchimal?
That is correct.
Oh! Yeah! What?
Yeah! Wait, Wait, really?
I've never heard of that in my life.
Well,
I was thinking Hitachi.
Here's one. It just came out of my butt.
Tamagotchi was like the OG pet back in digital pet in the 90s. So that would have been a question for you guys. Hatchimals were a huge craze in 2016.
Hatchimal.
Y'all might have been a little too old to be playing with Hatchimals in 2016.
All right,
I was trying to get into college.
It is a Gen Z toy. Y'all are just elderly Gen Z.
That seems to me, if you're trying to get into University of Florida, that's a question you should have gotten.
Honestly.
All right, Kristen, we're only down by one. Ooh. And that was good teamwork right there.
That was.
I gave Hatch, you gave Mole.
Hatchimal.
There we go.
All right, Gen Z, in 1985, these parody trading cards featured cartoon kids doing gross things with stuff like slime, snot, or trash.
Oh.
What was the name of the trading cards?
What's that called? It's like Trash Pail Kids. It's something Pail Kids, right?
Can you repeat the question?
Garbage Pail Kids?
Can you say the question one more time?
In 1985, these parody trading cards featured cartoon kids doing gross things with stuff like slime, snot, or trash. What was the name of the trading cards?
Is it not Garbage Pail Kids?
You're looking at me like I know the answer.
Well, I'm just looking for a little support on the other side of the table here.
It's obviously Tamagotchi.
No, it's not Tamagotchi.
Your guess
is better. Anything better?
I honestly have never heard. I'm not a trading card person. I was like vaguely into Pokemon.
Well, I'm not a trading card person either, but I think I have an idea here.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
I don't. Those weren't parody. I think I'd like to go with Garbage Pail Cards?
Garbage kids? Pail trading card
Bargage
holograms.
Bail. What happens if I get the first two words right?
I need the correct full answer.
Because I think I'm mixing it up with Cabbage Patch Kids as well.
I will tell you, it is a parody of Cabbage Patch.
Yes.
Garbage Pail Kids.
Let's go for it.
That is correct.
All right!
How do
See?
I get that?
I don't like the hint.
I don't like the hints at all.
Okay.
When you said hatch, I widened my eyes at you. So
I didn't even see that.
You got hints for anyone.
I can't even see anything.
You get a hint. We get a hint. You get a hint.
No more hints. All right. This round, we're going to play a game of name that sound. I'll play you a sound, and you tell me what video game it is from.
Ooh.
Gen X, what video game is this sound from? It is
the old
iconic sound.
I don't play video games. I mean, I did back in the day.
Play
it. It's pretty good.
Play it one more time.
Like now, Bert, do it again. Very good. You have a career in sound effects.
Is this the AOL dial-up tone? The only, like, I'm just going with games that I know that are popular with Gen Z, so it's either going to be like Fortnite or Minecraft or Roblox. I don't know.
I don't know. Pick one. I'm clueless. Go for it.
Roblox.
That is incorrect. It is from Fortnite. It is the sound that plays when you die in Fortnite or when you enter into a battle royale.
One more time, Bert.
All right, Gen Z, what video game is this sound from?
Pac-Man.
Yep, Pac-Man.
That is correct.
All right.
Come on, Mikey.
Ending the game early?
That's all we got time for today.
No, they're only 2 points away from ending it for us.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to get one more segment out of him and get him a little more cash.
Thank you.
All right, they should be able to finish this thing off next time. All right, you guys up 23 to 20. I really thought we were going to catch him today. I was wrong.
Yep.
It's the Burt Show.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And, on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What is considered cheating now? What is not considered cheating now? With technology, there are a whole bunch of questions.
A Burt Show listener hit us up and said, I need some advice, and I don't exactly have anyone in my circle I can ask about this without getting judged. My boyfriend and I are considering trying out VR porn together.
Ooh.
Let's give the kid warning. Probably should have done that a second ago.
I think the words VR porn was the kid warning.
Yeah, there you have it. My bad. The idea is that we'll both wear headsets and then
do it
with each other in real life while we're in the virtual world. On paper, it sounds kind of hot, but the more I think about it, the more confused I get. Like, are we really doing it with each other at that point? Physically, yes. But mentally, we're each somewhere else. For example, this is wild. Where are we? For example, he wants my avatar to look like a tall brunette with an hourglass figure and tattoos, which is definitely not me. And I'll admit, I wouldn't mind if his avatar looked more like a clean-shaven surfer guy with longer hair and abs for days.
So they look completely different.
Yes.
Their avatars look completely different than they do in real life.
Yes. So then, what are we really doing? Am I still with him? Or am I with his fantasy version? And is he really with me? Or just the version of me he's always secretly wanted? It makes me wonder if this is even intimacy or if we're just fooling ourselves into thinking we're quote unquote together when really in our minds we're not with each other at all. I don't know if this is fun, harmless exploration or a slippery slope. Do I overthink it or is this something I should be concerned about?
Some of the stuff we have to deal with in 2025 now, man, and as we move on. All right, you guys want to add to this stupidity? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW.
Hey, I know Amber has, she does VR quite a bit.
Yeah.
I have never done VR. Huh? I've never put the headset on.
Oh, it's fun.
So I can't even begin to comprehend what this is going to be like.
You really feel like you are in a completely different place, man. It is really hard to remember that, okay, I am in my living room right now and this is my couch. When you are in it, you feel like you are in it. Now, I have never used any kind of VR where physically you can touch somebody else, but you can certainly be in the room with whoever you want.
Here's the thing. This to me is really no different from role playing. If you dress up as a maid or whatever, the problem is when it's this every single time. So if it's surfer dude and hourglass brunette every single time you get together, well, then you're not liking each other. But if it's something you want to try on and you're still with your partner, and then maybe next time you do a different avatar, then I think it's kind of fun. But
It feels different than role playing to me. Do you agree?
Yeah, I disagree that it's completely different from role playing because in a role play scenario, I am the sexy nurse. He's just putting me in his own little like get helps or get well soon fantasy.
Right.
Whereas I feel like maybe the obvious argument is when people close their eyes and they picture like doing it with Brad Pitt. Whereas at the very least you have the common courtesy of the other person not knowing that you're thinking about somebody else. Whereas this to me is almost like a mutual agreement that y'all just want to hook up with other people that look different than their partner.
I'm with Abby.
Isn't it great though? You could keep your relationship monogamous and yet explore other avenues if you both agree on doing it. And then you're never cheated on because it's like an open relationship, but just with each other in VR.
I would not like this at all.
See,
not at all.
I wouldn't either.
I'm already feeling insecure about the aesthetic discrepancy between me and my fiance. This won't help.
I do feel like it could be a slippery slope. Like it sounds fun. It sounds harmless out the gate. But if you become so accustomed in this VR world, because technically, from what I'm understanding, they're actually doing it with each other, but they have these headsets on, which I'm sure wouldn't. Just picturing that alone is very bizarre. But they have these headsets on. So, yes, they're doing it with each other, but they're envisioning, they're seeing somebody completely different. And it just makes me wonder if that's like the gateway drug
to get you to down infidelity lane.
I don't know about that, but I feel the same way Abby does. Mm-hmm. It's just that, yeah, you're physically with me, but no, you're really not physically with me. You are with Chris Hemsworth or whomever.
I feel like it's one of those things where you're going to agree on it beforehand and somebody afterwards is going to feel icky about it. They're going to be like, yeah, it'll be fine. I'm going to turn you into Jason Momoa and we're going to do it on a Hawaiian beach. And then afterwards, you're going to realize that he was doing it with yes. Zoe Saldana or whatever.
And what if she has like the biggest O of her life?
That's what I was going to ask.
Right.
What if you're doing it, right? And you're in this, like, you're and she is like in ecstasy and it's the most over the top, like crazy climax of all time.
Jason.
And he takes
Aquaman.
And he was done 7 minutes ago.
Right. And he takes the headset off and he's like, now he's got a complex because she's never crescendoed like that with him, but she crescendoed like granted, it was his body, but she was envisioning somebody completely mm-hmm. different. And now she has this like firework finale that he's never seen when they've been doing it. Imagine the complex that would give you.
Maybe he was better because he thought she was somebody else, so he performed better, and that's why.
Like, do you think he did a reverse where he did it with an uglier girl, and so it like gave him more confidence?
Yeah, because he's not in the ugly sense, but he's performing better because he's with somebody so different also,
yes.
which is making her big O differently because she's with somebody else. Oh, no!
Yeah, she was riding Aquaman's wave.
Oh, no.
You mean, oh!
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Speaking of cheating, one of the biggest cheating scandals in the entertainment industry happened in 2022. Do you guys remember when Wife Guy, aka Ned Fulmer of the Try Guys, was caught in an affair with one of his employees? This was a huge scandal because Ned Fulmer, if you don't know anything about the Try Guys, they spawned off from BuzzFeed, and they're like these lovable guy next doors that do these sketches or bits or whatever. And Ned was known as the guy who was such a family man. He and his wife have a beautiful love story. And I think they just kind of had this relationship that everybody really, really idolized. So when it came out that this was all a public persona because he was having infidelity with someone that he worked with, it was very, very shocking. And it pretty much tanked his career because then he had to leave the Try Guys. So now after 3 years, he has come out with a new podcast and he's already been caught in a little bit of a lie because TMZ put out a quote from him that said that he and his wife's relationship was stronger than ever before. And then a couple hours later, they reported the fact that these two are actually separated. They are no longer in a relationship. So if you go on social media right now, you're going to see a lot of very uncomfortable podcast clips getting circulated of them talking about the infidelity. And based off of his wife's experience in this podcast, it is very clear there is still a lot of open wounds in this relationship.
Not only did you having an affair just, it shattered our marriage, but it also, like, all of that guilt and shame, you, like, hoisted that on me. Like, you gave that to me. And now I have to carry that around for the rest of my life.
I don't think it's fair that as a society, you're put in that position. It's certainly not true. And no, it's not something that I imagined as I was doing that. I think none of it was.
We're all like, who is society? We're like, you did this to your wife. Don't put this on us. Society wanted nothing to do with your affair. We wanted you to still be Wife Guy in the Try Guys and have a healthy relationship with Ariel.
So as I'm listening to this, and I know it's just a small clip of a greater conversation, and I think that's important people start remembering that in everything, but it feels like he's saying, no, I didn't do that. Is that what he saying? Like, no, I didn't put all my, like...
It feels a little bit like deflection.
Yeah.
Like... It's instead of it was my actions that made you feel this way. He's like, the taboo-ness of cheating has made you feel this way.
This is the classic narcissist manipulator playbook right here. Is that, yeah, what I did hurt, but I'm putting it on everybody else because your hurt is coming from more people than it's coming from me.
Because obviously these are... Anytime something like this happens, it's not black and white. It's very nuanced. And I think people need to realize that when you're cheated on, yes, you have your own feelings, right? Of whatever you're going through, whether it be like now you start thinking about like your self-worth is damaged and you start having like thoughts of inadequacies. Like, what did I do wrong? How did I cause this? Right? Et cetera. But then, like, she brings up a good point. On top of that, the person who is feeling this guilt and trauma and stuff are that also gets placed on her shoulders. Mm-hmm. And not only is she dealing with her own emotions from it, but she's also having to deal with his emotions and his trauma from the situation he created. But in that clip, it sounded like he was like, yeah, no, I didn't do that.
And it's one of those things that, of course, when it first happens, you just want to deflect and deflect and deflect, because sitting with your own shame of realizing your actions have hurt somebody else really, really sucks. But at this point, it's been 3 years. I feel like they've been through couples counseling, to where I feel like there should be some kind of responsibility taken at this point. And so the overarching feeling from people after listening to this podcast is that it is deeply uncomfortable. So if you want some couples drama.
Yeah, that's what we need now. More deeply uncomfortable.
Deeply uncomfortable couples drama on Ned Fulmer's new podcast. And for more stories, you can head to our podcast on your favorite listening platform.
I have never dodged more negativity or tried to dodge more negativity in my life than I feel like I have been lately.
It's like the Matrix.
Yeah, like when we're hearing about tea and podcasts, when people are arguing and stuff like that, I feel like it is an endless fight to stay away from negativity now.
Yeah.
And I'm only saying that because based on what you said, if you like that kind of thing, this is the podcast for you. I am so trying to steer away from that right now. I'm so trying.
It's the Burt Show.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I understand why people are eloping, man. I think we're looking at statistics of eloping going way up and big weddings going down. Not because of just the finances of it, but just the hassle of trying to make this person happy and that person happy, right? Where's it going to be? Yesterday, we were talking about a wedding that was about to be canceled in Southern California because they were going to have one wedding in California, one in Ohio, but mom was upset that the legal one was going to be in Ohio. Oh, what a hassle. So maybe eloping is the way to go.
Right. Since when did planning a wedding and getting engaged and married become just such a crazy spectacle that requires it feels like it's almost for other people and not you at a certain point, right?
Man, it is a racket, bro.
When did Instagram get founded?
It was before that, I think.
No, I think Instagram has really contributed to people wanting to show up other people's weddings because you see so many other people's celebrations that you never would have before. And now it's like, well, dang, we got to outdo Susie from down the street.
Which is honestly kind of funny because 9 out of 10 weddings that you go to are all kind of exactly the same thing. It mm-hmm. just feels like a rinse and repeat just at a different location. But I totally understand why people are eloping. And there's been a trend where I feel like people elope, they get legally married, and then they end up having the celebration sometime time down the road later, whether that's a scheduling mm-hmm. conflict or, you know, you're about to buy a house together and you want the tax benefit, whatever the case may be. Also, the fact of the matter is when you book a celebration that doesn't have the wedding name attached to it, you get a big discount on things, right?
Okay.
So this actually has to do with my sister. Okay. So she's been dating this guy for a few years now, over 2 years, and he's in the Navy. So they've been long distance essentially their entire relationship besides the very beginning when they met at school. So once they graduated, he moved away, and they've been doing this kind of long distance thing for the last better half of a year, a better part of a year and a half. And so they had just hung out recently, and I went home to hang out with her and my parents, and she kind of dropped the news on us that, hey, tentative plan is an engagement next year. And honestly, it was a little bit surprising to hear that in the first place, because I didn't know that they were, like, you know, that far along in the relationship. But of course, I'm happy for them. But the thing is, because he's in the Navy, he has a mandatory amount of service time that he has to actually serve. And you kind of have no idea where you're going to go. You're going to be overseas, especially the fact is that he's in the Navy. He might be on a boat, you know, for the next foreseeable future. And so they were kind of discussing what the timeline of events are post engagement. And they were like, well, maybe we'll elope and then we'll have the celebration years later. And my mom was kind of taken back of like, you can't do that. It has to happen within a what she said reasonable amount of time. And I want to know, what do you guys think is the reasonable amount of time that you can get legally married when you elope and then actually have a celebration afterwards?
Well, I guess at the end of the day, it's the decision of those getting married. But if we were going to put, like, etiquette wise, what should it be?
I'm about to Google Emily Post and see if she has anything on something like this.
Who's Emily Post?
Emily Post is supposed to be like the etiquette queen of knowing what you should and shouldn't do.
Etiquette. Is it etiquette? No,
it is etiquette.
It is. It just completely passed me by.
Yeah. Etiquette.
I don't know.
Etiquette queen.
You don't shut up. Kristen's about to etiquette this bitch.
That's a joke I was trying to get.
I do feel 2 years, like, that is a long time between elopement and having a party for your friends.
Right,
like,
and it feels different than getting engaged for 2 years and having a wedding afterwards, right? But why is that different?
I feel like it should be a couple of months.
Not even, I'd say within a year. Like, you got a year to get your S together and to have your party.
Even that feels long to me.
No, it is. I think it's a nice amount of a grace period to do it. Other than that, it's like, well, now it's not even like a ceremony. It's a vow renewal at this point. That's what we're showing up for.
It's a celebration for your friends and family to get to witness you guys joining your lives together.
Like, but you did that 2 years ago.
Yeah, but this is the party for it. And then you're just making a spectacle about it. Like, the more I go to weddings, the more I realize this is just you putting on a play for your friends and family. There's a little rehearsal. Yep. Everyone's got to wear an outfit. You stand up there. Everyone's bored for 20 minutes. And then you get to drink after.
Wait, is this play about us?
It's about us.
Here's what I would do in their situation, because everyone's going to have an opinion, and you should not care what people think, but I get that you will care because you're a human being. If I were them, I would elope and not tell anybody, and then I would throw a wedding whenever I wanted to and pretend it's the wedding, and then after the fact, I'd be like, psych, I already got married. But etiquette or etiquette, whichever you like, does say you have an entire year to send a wedding gift after the wedding, so I think that should apply a year after you actually get married.
What happens if it's like 5+ years? Is that way too long? Because I don't know what the actual, I call it like a sentencing term, because it's not that. The mandatory deployment that he's going to be on. If he's on an aircraft carrier for 5 years after they elope, there's no celebration that can happen at any point during that
time.
He's
not going to get leave at any point in 5 years.
That is true. But then, you know, it's a lot harder to plan in advance for something like that, because when it comes to inviting a bunch of people, you got to give like 9 months, a year in advance for people to show up.
If your man's going into the military, can't plan a party for his friends and family, I don't think he belongs in the military.
Hold on a second. Here is, I don't know, because our phones are wonky. Can you put that on hold? That'd be great. Hey, Christina, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. I'm just calling regards to having your reception or celebration well after an elopement or court ceremony.
Opinions are welcome. What do you got?
Well, both my children were married, one during COVID, so she could not have an actual wedding. They've been married 6 years and have yet had a reception. My son was married in the Navy at a courthouse, planning a celebration later. The longer you wait, the less apt it's going to happen.
I think you're probably right on that. Yeah.
I would think.
Like the consensus online, like there's no hard rule, like with anything, there's no hard rule. Like, you know, you do you, boo. But they're saying a couple of months or so after the elopement is like your typical time period to have. Now, so a year, 2 years, whatever. If somebody hit me up 5 years after they got married, sorry, not sorry, but I am going to look at you a little sideways. And guess what? I ain't bringing a gift. Like, that's not going to happen.
I think that's valid.
It's the Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.